Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. Now here is your host, etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Today is Sunday, May 22nd, 2016, and we are broadcasting from the lovely and warm city of Atlanta. Our topic today is gratitude. Stay tuned. Well, welcome, listeners. New listeners and loyal listeners alike, thank you for tuning in to be a part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family this evening. We are so delighted and excited that you are spending part of your Sunday evening with us. Well, we know that we are blessed to have listeners of all ages. We want to just simply take a brief moment to talk about the origin of etiquette, especially for the benefit of the new listeners that are joining us this evening. Etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. I don't know about you, but I don't know if that's what you want, but I know that is certainly what I want. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and then these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. Just in case you don't necessarily remember the origin, just simply remember that etiquette is a fancy word for manners. And the reason that we do this show is to help you to remember to have good etiquette. Okay? And of course, I always, certainly, each time I talk about Charles I and II, since I'm so excited about what they did, I always want to applaud them. Each and every time, we are reminded what they did. So that is wonderful. Well, once again, this evening, we certainly have a special show for you that are, say you've recently graduated, you may be getting ready to graduate. You've recently gotten married, you're planning to get married. We just want to make sure that after the celebration is over, it's time for you to just kind of buckle down and write out some thank you notes. And by the way, if you want to contact us, you can call 347-324-3295. Or you can send us an email at etiquetteladies@gmail.com, which generally we start receiving messages when we send out our top for that particular evening. But anyway, once again, I say it's really important to write out your thank you cards. And yes, you did hear me correctly. I did say write out your thank you card. And I'm sure some of you are probably thinking, write them out, huh? That is just too much work. You know, we have so much technology now. We can just, you know, send them a quick tweet or just kind of email it to them or just send them a quick text, thank you text. And I know some of you are saying, well, that's what I usually do. Well, what I want you to remember is thank yous say a lot about the sender. Okay, thank you. Say a lot about the sender. And, you know, once again, like I said, with the wedding and graduation season, we have to just kind of remind brides and grooms and graduates that it is very important to show your appreciation for receiving gifts. Okay, that is so very important. And those of you that are thinking, you know, what's the big deal? Well, as we know, thank you is one of the magic phrases that we can never overuse, okay? Verbally saying thank you and then following up in writing, it just adds such a nice touch. And, of course, not saying thank you at all. Oh, boy, that's a whole nother story. That is really, really unacceptable. It really, really is. And I know myself in the past, I've attended, you know, weddings or wedding showers or graduations, you know, over the past few years. And I oftentimes am pretty stunned and can hardly believe that to this date, for a few of them, I have only received maybe, you know, a few cards and a thank you call, you know, over the phone. And it is just amazing because, you know, with me teaching etiquette, of course, you know, it's always going to be a concern for me. But, of course, I always want to know if other people, you know, think about that or experience that. So once again, send me a message if you have also had that experience that you have attended an event for someone and you've given them a gift and either didn't receive a thank you card or, you know, just kind of share that with us, okay? But like I said, I've spoken to people, you know, in the past, and they say the same thing. It's like, wow, you know, I can't really believe that it's such a lack of courtesy of people not just to take the time to send you a thank you. And we know, like I said, this is the season for graduations and weddings and things of that nature. But I mean, it could be anything. Anytime you give someone a gift, you know, it could be a birthday gift. It could be, you know, a shower gift or anything. But what I want people to understand, what I try to drive home to people is to remember that no one has to give you anything. There is not a rule, a written rule, that I must give this person a gift because they don't have to do that. So, you know, I'm always thinking that if someone took the time to go and purchase something for me, then I'm certainly going to take the time to, you know, send them a note. And it's really, really important. There, I cannot even say how. I mean, and I know some people say, well, you know, some people really don't go shopping yourself. They may go online and they may select something for you, or they may have someone else do it. It doesn't matter. Okay, it really doesn't matter. If you received a gift, it's so important for you to certainly, you know, say thank you and send a thank you note. And then it's just something about a handwritten thank you note. It just shows that you took the time to direct attention to the person who took the time to be kind to you. Okay, I just want to say that again because I know some people are kind of turned off when I'm saying handwritten. That means, you know, old fashioned. You're going to actually print it out, write it out yourself, and you know, why can't I send a thank you email? You can't. You can do that. But what we're talking about, it just shows, you know, the person who gave you something. You know, handwritten thank you shows that you simply took the time to direct the attention. I don't care how busy you are, you took the time to, you know, direct, to give that person the attention who took the time to be kind to you. It doesn't matter if, you know, they ordered it online. It doesn't matter if they sent their nanny out to get the gift and they didn't really do the shopping. It doesn't matter if, you know, they just picked something up real quickly on the way. It doesn't matter if they just labored over trying to decide what it is they want to purchase you. So none of that matters. It just, you just want to make sure that you're kind enough to, you know, say thank you and to do it in writing. It's always really, really nice. And, of course, what you want to do, too, while you're writing this out is you want to include in the note what you are using this gift for, okay? And even if someone gives you money, they give you money or a gift card or something like that, you can still tell them in the note what you plan to use it for. That really kind of makes it personable, you know, for them. Like, wow, you know, they're going to take this and they're going to purchase them, you know, a new suit or a new pair of shoes or something like that. And so you do want to give the sender an idea of, or the giver an idea of what you're going to use it for. That always adds a little personal touch. So, you know, you certainly want to remember that or, you know, how you're going to use it. And, of course, you want to be as specific as possible if you can. You want to be as specific as possible. I'm going to read. Let's see. It says, Etiquette Lady, I am so happy you are discussing this topic on your show this evening. My husband and I purchased a fairly expensive gift for one of my husband's coworkers last year, and we are still waiting to get a thank you. I understand that people are busy, but this is ridiculous. What do you think about this? This comes from Carol and Robert from Augusta. Well, Carol and Robert, I agree. I agree 100%. I also think that it is ridiculous. And just by you guys saying that you gave them a gift last year, I mean, it doesn't even matter if it was December last year, November last year, or last January. It doesn't matter. It is ridiculous. And once again, it's so important to, you know, you say thank you, then follow up, you know, with a thank you note. That is very concerning. Very, very concerning to people. And just in case you are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're talking about gratitude when it comes to receiving gifts. And, of course, this is the time of the year where a lot of gifts are exchanged because of graduation, because of weddings, could be baby showers, just any occasion that someone is giving someone a gift, the person receiving the gift should automatically go into that mode of saying, oh, I am going to make sure I send them a card. Okay, that is very, very important. And some of you are probably thinking that, well, wow, you know, if it's a pretty large, you know, shower or a pretty large event and, you know, I've received a lot of gifts, it can be kind of overwhelming. It can be kind of overwhelming to think that, wow, gee whiz, I don't know. This is just so many. I hope I remember who gave me what and so on and so forth. Let me help you out with that. If that's the case, what you do is you just simply have someone at the event with you. Just designate someone to write out the names, the gifts, and to write the names of the people who actually gave it. Generally, when you open the gift, there's a card, and the card will say who the gift is from. Okay, so basically, just do that. Just have someone jot them down, and it makes it so much easier. And I know, especially for weddings and baby showers and things like that, especially, you know, when they're opening the gift at that particular moment in front of you, just have someone do that. If you can't do that yourself, to simply designate someone to do that for you. And when it's time for you to thank people, it'll be really easy and it will be, you know, very organized, okay? We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
Have you signed up for the Public Speaking Club yet?
Public Speaking Club? What's that?
It's the club Miss Riley teaches. You learn to speak comfortably in front of others, how to make introductions, how to introduce your parent to a friend, meetings, greetings. In fact, you learn numerous public speaking tips. Some of my favorite topics include impromptu speaking, how to have great posture and poise, and a lot more. And you learn how to have great social skills, all while gaining more self-esteem and confidence. It's so much fun.
As a parent, I know that academic skills coupled with social skills help make a child well-rounded. That's why I enrolled my children. They volunteer to speak at every opportunity. Their teachers brag on them all the time.
Wow. Well, I'm too short to raise my hand in class, and I hope the teacher doesn't call on me. I want to join this public speaking club. I'll ask my mom.
Say goodbye to being shy. Sign up today for the Public Speaking Club at www.pagesetiquette.com. Once again, the website is www.pagesetiquette.com. Hurry, avoid the waiting list. This club fills up quickly. www.pagesetiquette.com.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Call us at 347-324-3295. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back. We are talking about how thank you notes say a lot about the persons that are sending them. We have another message. It says, Etiquette Lady, I enjoy the topics you present on your show, and I decided to write in about this topic. My husband's niece got married in January. It was a formal wedding, and we gave her a really nice gift. Since she told us thank you at the reception, should she still send out cards? I think so, but what do you think? This comes from B. Johnson in Atlanta. Yes, she still should. And we actually just talked about that a few moments ago. Even though you say thank you to the person as they're handing it to you or whatever, you do still want to follow up with a thank you in writing. That is so very, very important, okay? To follow up with a thank you in writing, because once again, I will always continue to say, no one has to give you anything, okay? Birthday gifts, wedding gifts, baby shower gifts, wedding gifts, it doesn't matter. People don't have to do that. People generally will give you something to show kindness. And so it is extremely important for you to return that kindness by at least sending them a thank you in writing, okay? Here is one that says, Etiquette Lady, thank you for the wonderful topics you cover to help people be more polite. One of my neighbors had a rather large 40th birthday party and received a ton of gifts. Myself, along with other neighbors, have discussed that none of us have received thank you cards. Do you think this is rude? This is Ms. D. from D.C. Ms. D., yes, I do think that is very rude, okay? And, you know, because sometimes people say, well, you know, if it's a child, then you kind of let them slide and think, oh, well, they didn't know, they should have wrote you out a card or anything like that. Okay, this is a 40-year-old. How do we know? Because she just told us it was a 40th birthday party. Okay, so please make sure, whether you think that people think about it or not, you can pretty well rest assured that, yes, people do think about it like, wow, you know, I bought this for them, or I gave them this gift card, and, you know, I've never received a thank you. So please, please be sure that you just simply take the time to to show people your gratitude. That is very, very important. And I know a lot of times people are saying, well, you know, can we just go ahead and pick up like a generic thank you card or maybe a computer-generated card? You know, those computer, hey, listen, that's better than nothing, okay? Generic cards and computer-generated messages, they're nice. They just simply aren't personable. But I will say they beat sending nothing at all. Okay, and sometimes people get a little nervous when they think they have to, that you don't necessarily have to purchase a blank thank you card, because, you know, sometimes people will, they'll purchase a blank thank you card and they'll kind of hesitate a little bit because they're not sure exactly what to write, because it's a blank card and you just, you're supposed to write in, you know, thank you and what you're going to use it for and so on and so forth. So if you're not comfortable, you know, totally doing that, it's okay. Get a generic thank you card from the store or, you know, computer generated or whatever. And what I'm saying is that just simply beats sending nothing at all. Okay? And again, the reason I keep stressing this is a handwritten thank you just shows that you took time to direct specific attention to the person who took time to be kind to you and to go out and find you a gift, whether they actually went themselves or if they sent someone out or whatever the case may be. You just want to show your gratitude and appreciation, okay? And then, you know, we talked about, of course, I did tell you to be specific as possible. And also what's really important too, people usually say, well, you know, about how long, you know, do I need to send them out immediately or, you know, can I send them out within 6 months or what? Well, generally the time frame, the turnaround time is generally within 30 days, okay? It's really common practice to send your thank you card within the 30-day period after you receive the gift, okay? And that just simply gives you time to, you know, after all the celebrations are over, and this is especially the case for brides, because when you're planning a wedding, you know, it's a pretty long, well, some brides, they start planning a year in advance. And so by the time they have the wedding, and then they may go on the honeymoon and then come back, and it just depends. Some of them may not even open gifts until they get back from their honeymoon, whether it's a couple of days or whether it's a week or 2 weeks. But, you know, like I said, common practice is to make sure that you at least write your thank you gifts within about 30 days of when you actually received your gift. Okay, really important. And if you keep in mind or keep in the back of your mind, and I keep saying it, no one has to give you anything. I mean, if they don't have to, they're just doing it out of the kindness. So if you can remember that, keep that in the back of your mind, that will help to inspire you to go ahead and get those thank you notes out. And in case you're just joining us, we are talking about the behavior of people who receive gifts that should send out thank you notes, but oftentimes do not. You know, sometimes you could forget and so on and so forth, and I do understand that. Sometimes you may have problems remembering who gave you what. So as I said earlier, designate a person to just sit and jot down, you know, even as you're opening gift, you're reading the cards. This is from Mary and George. And, wow, you know, this is a gift card from, you know, Bergdorf Goodman or Nordstrom's or whoever the case may be. And you just jot that, and you have them jot that down. So, and then also, You want to have them be kind of specific as to what it is, because what will happen, sometimes you may receive a gift that's duplicate, okay? So you want to make sure that who's ever recording this for you is being pretty specific in what they're writing down, okay? Because if you get two or three of the same things, which can be really kind of common, especially for weddings, that can be kind of common, unless you've gone through the bridal registry. Because, of course, when you do that, when you go through any of those registries, once you make that purchase, it comes off. All of that information is kind of tagged, okay, to avoid duplicates. But sometimes people may just be in a store and they say, oh, I think they'll like this, and they get that. Okay, so whoever you have recording, make sure that they're pretty specific in what they write down, so that when you are responding and you're replying with a thank you note, what you're saying is pretty accurate, okay? And again, you want to always let people know that you appreciate what they gave you. And I get this question a lot of times. What do you think about regifting? Okay, what do you think about regifting? I don't know. I kind of have some pros and cons on regifting. If it's something that you don't like or you're not going to use, sometimes people will say, was it okay that you tell them? Well, yeah, if you can. You can tell them thank you so much. I actually received three of those, but I'm still grateful, that you thought about me and you purchased that for me, okay? And if you want to regift, or if you want to donate, I would say if you wanted to donate that or donate to an organization or something like that, and you can actually be honest and tell them, wow, I actually received three of these, but, twice a year we often donate to some organizations, and I'm sure that they would be able to, get some great use out of it. So just being honest. But anyway, once again, thank you. Notes say a lot about the sender. So from now on, when you guys are receiving gifts, doesn't matter what, when it is or what time of the year, so on and so forth, please make sure that you take time to say thank you and send a card, okay? Well, I always thank you each and every week for supporting our show and for listening. When you send in messages or call, thank you so much. So thank you to those who are joining us for the first time, as well as our loyal listeners. We do not take you for granted for tuning in each show. We are so glad that you are a part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. Remember, if you have an etiquette question or if you have an etiquette topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please don't hesitate to let us know. Also, remember the golden rule. That's the first rule of etiquette, is treat others the way you want to be treated. That comes from Matthew 7 and 12. Please tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen as well, because you guys know that we are trying to make the world a polite place to live. We know we can only do that one person at a time. So we need everybody listening and trying to do the same. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. I got a message from someone one week that they asked me, what does that mean? Well, some people say, I'm tired of being nice to other people because they're never nice and they're rude and so and so and so. Well, I always think, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Okay, hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3 and 3. Okay, so no matter how people are acting, just be nice to them, and you'll see oftentimes their behavior will change for the good, and that's wonderful. And so those of you that do that, I certainly do applaud you. I certainly do applaud you, because sometimes it's not that easy to do. Okay, so... once again, thanks for tuning in. We'll talk again next time. Take care. Good night. and God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we'll discuss another exciting topic.